Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
We're back, everybody.
Hey,
1 week for you, 5 minutes for us.
Yeah, Jack had to take a quick protein bar break.
Yeah, I was getting hungry. We were talking Whataburger, and your boy was getting very hungry. All I had today was some cereal, and I went to the gym. So
what
I was
kind
like,
of cereal?
I have like that. Have you ever had that Special K one that has like the strawberries?
Like the dried strawberries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good, dude. It's unreal. I got that at Costco, too. They do like a double pack.
Hell yeah, dude. I've been on a cereal kick, too, recently. I like me some cereal. I've been doing Kashi Goline Crunch.
Dude, cereal's underrated. I've
been
like rediscovering cereal in my late 20s.
Yeah. What other kinds have you been getting after?
Dude, I primarily that one. I've had like, I really like Honey Bunches of Oats too. I like if you go for the like not, as long as you're not eating like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something, I feel like cereal's not really that bad for you.
Yeah, I'm sure like Kashi Goline Crunch or like Honey Bunches of Oats isn't the healthiest thing for you in the world. But like, it's not the most unhealthy. Like Kashi Goline Crunch, the kind that I've been eating, has 9 grams of fiber and 9 grams of protein per serving.
Dude, that's great.
That's pretty nutritious cereal.
Yeah, that sounds nutritious. We should say, and here, let me hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, we'll hold off on saying it.
We've got to tell everybody.
Yeah, what do we got to tell them?
The podcast for Talk Sauce.
Not only that, this is the podcast by Talk Sauce.
Yeah, and I think today we're really going to get into it with this.
Yeah, I kind of like this. Like, you know, we got a little jazzy vibe.
Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Podcast. All right, we do that for the whole episode. We should start scatting on the pod. We're the scat cast.
That could go one of two ways.
It's also the name of the episode.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. People will be very confused about that one.
Dude, it's pretty wild. Like we were talking about this a bit in between episodes, but we haven't recorded in 3 months. Right back on the horse. It's like riding a bike at this point.
Sunday afternoon's a great time to do it, too.
It is. Sunday's a good day to, like, do things you need to take care of but aren't, like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like we're being responsible to our listeners by giving them what they want, but this is, like, a fun task.
Yeah. Dude, I'm drinking the sparkling water. I just keep burping. It's out of control. I should probably slow down.
Kind
of chugging it.
Leave the burps in the pod. Jack used to mute himself when he burped. I'm glad he's not doing that anymore. He grew up.
Yeah. I'll let the people have what they want.
Every time you burp, you should throw a little sound effect in.
I need to get some more sound effects. Let's actually, hopefully next week, if our listeners actually suggested us some good sound effects, will be good. But either way, I'll try and download like a soundboard online and see if I can upload it to here.
I have another request to the listeners too, just to pick some brains here. This is episode 96. We're coming up on episode 100, and obviously 100 is, would you say it's, as far as milestones in recording a podcast go, I say this is our second big milestone. Episode 69 in episode 100. There's an argument that episode 50 is an achievement, but I think it's probably more episode 69.
It is an achievement, but it's no 69.
Yeah.
Nor is it 100.
No. I feel like, and this is probably our last major milestone until episode 420, which at this pace will take us like 20 years.
20 years. Yeah. Our grandchildren will be alive.
Yeah. We'll be sending kids to college and shit. Actually, I hope I don't have a kid in 2 years because that would be the case. But anyways, we need to do something big for episode 100. We have 4 weeks. We have a couple time warping loopholes that we've utilized in the past. So we'll probably utilize to some degree to commemorate episode 100. But it's never too early to start thinking about what we want to do for this big episode. So if anyone has anything they'd like to see on episode 100 or any ideas, feel free to let us know. It is a big episode. And like we said, this is probably the last. By the time we get to episode 420, someone who listens to this podcast will be dead. So this is huge for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important. So let us know what you think. We're going to try and do something big either way. So we'll talk about it. As you guys may or may not have noticed, that 69 came after like 72.
Yeah, we might,
as Bo said, we warped time. We may have to do that again.
Yeah, and given that we're kind of a little late to starting planning episode 100, it might be an even bigger time jump.
We get to like 150 first.
And then go back to episode 100.
I think though, skipping 69 and going back to it was one of our best bits.
Uh-huh. And I think in this case, it's less of a bit because it was very much a bit that time and it worked and I'm glad we did it. And this time it's less of a bit and more like, oh, we can still commemorate episode 100 in person. And it just is like a good tool whenever there's like an important episode we want to.
Yeah, it's a tool that we have at our disposal.
We should try and create like more milestones as an excuse to like do episodes in person in between now and episode 420. So,
we were talking, I think it was before we started recording or in between or something. He was saying he has like microphones and stuff that he got. So maybe we can, if we can have it set up beforehand, it'll be really easy to just do. Whereas weirdly, it's way harder to record a podcast in person as opposed to doing it like we are now.
I actually, my roommate and I, like had an idea for like a podcast and he's like good at producing. So we did like a trial run of it like months ago.
But
he's good at producing podcasts and stuff and kind of showed me the ropes. So we could do it in person now pretty easily. Like we have all the equipment and stuff.
That's awesome. Did he have a sound bar?
No, he does not have that. That's the one thing where he fucked up.
Okay. We'll figure that out. I feel like it's a requirement that if I had like a little, is it called a sound bar?
I rolling with it being called a sound bar.
I don't know if that's correct because there's something else. But anyway, regardless. Cool. So stay tuned.
If there's anything that you, if all ideas are welcome, there's no such thing about a bad idea unless if you're going to say socialism. Communism is the only one.
Socialism's too like in between. All or nothing.
it's giving too much libertarian vibes. You can't be a libertarian or a socialist. You're either an extreme capitalist, an extreme communist, an extreme right, or extreme left. I don't stand by anything in the middle. Commit, you know? I
respect that. Yeah.
Have some conviction, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So Bo. Check this out. I've got a screwdriver.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm not sure. I just like, it was in my hand. I don't know how it got there.
That's so sick.
I assembled a little table thing and it came with this screwdriver. Look at that.
Dude, that's cool, man. What if other tools started popping up in your hands just randomly?
Yeah, I have a hammer. Yo. Anyway, I was going to ask. So it's Sunday afternoon. What do you have on the agenda for the rest of the day?
I have a friend.
You had the gym. Did you have some cereal?
I've been getting after the gym.
Dude, you both posted a thirst trap pic.
I did.
And I was like, damn.
I did. I was like, you know what? Why am I doing this if not?
If not the thirst trap.
Yeah, if not the post. So I did it. More to come, I think. Especially as I get closer to being able to touch my toes via stretching and yoga. I will do some bendy pics.
A video of you touching your toes. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, but I've been getting after the gym. And I have a pretty like complicated relationship with my relationship to the gym. So now every time I'm at the gym, I like am like lifting weights and I'm just looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, Bo, this doesn't solve your problems. This doesn't solve your problems. I have to keep reminding myself of that while I lift weights. You still need therapy.
I bet you do feel pretty good though.
It makes you feel
pretty good.
It does help with mental health too, mm-hmm. for sure. Physically, I feel like the best I've felt in a while. Nice. I haven't been like smoking as much anymore either, which has helped. Yeah. I've been trying to eat better too, so I've been like trying to cover some bases, you know.
Nice, dude. That's like the big three, I should say.
Yeah. You had a day where you golfed and climbed. Have you been climbing a lot?
Yeah. Well, interestingly, so my brother, George, shout out. He uses
Congrats to George and the future Mrs. George Gardner, by the way. she should walk down the aisle to that song. That was a great use of the sound effect, by the way.
Thank you. I tried. I was waiting for it. But anyway, he suggested he uses this thing like a habit tracker notebook, basically.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm going to try that. So I got this thing, right? You can't really see it, but there's like this grid at the bottom here. So you write like what you're doing each week, and then you like have your goals, and then you like mark off how often you do it. So I've been trying to do that.
That actually seems very beneficial.
You should get one because you just like set like goal. Like what I have on here is like I have climbing, I have cardio and lifting, two separate. Then I have meditate, read, and stretch. And then I have like different amounts of like times that I try to do those each week. So then I've been basically just like tracking. This is only my second week I've done it. But it's been pretty cool. Like, and once you, I feel like you're more accountable to actually do it if you set a goal and then kind of like have it written down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you should get one. It's been pretty cool.
Have you been reading a lot more?
So kind of. I'm trying to read a book a month this year.
We kind of fell off. There's a while where you, me and Kelly were reading so
much. Maybe it was during COVID, I guess, but it was like right during college and right after college, I was reading so much. And then the past couple of years, I've only read like 5 books a year, and it was always like at the beginning of the year. So I'm trying to actually like hold myself accountable this year to read more. So I've read one book and I'm on my second now.
What book is it?
So the first one I read was a book on Norse mythology. It was just
fun.
Yeah. So that was pretty sweet. And now I'm reading this book called The Wager. You've probably heard of it.
Maybe. No,
it's like the same dude who wrote Killers of the Flower Moon. And I think they're making it into
It's like about a shipwreck, well. Right?
Yeah, it's sick. You should read it. I've been really enjoying it. Yeah.
Did you read Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah, I did. It was
that
good.
Book is great. I read that book in 3 days. I have a book recommendation for you. One of the best fiction books I've ever read. I read it. It's like 300 pages. I read it in 4 sittings. I bought the book and I brought it with me on a trip to California. I didn't read it on the flight there. I picked it. I started reading it on the flight back, like while we were sitting in the plane waiting to take off. And I read the whole flight. It's like a 5-hour.
Wow. What is it?
It's called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. It's a book about these video game developers. It's like these three people who like develop a video game in the 90s and become this like powerhouse in video game development and video games. And it's like takes place in the world about video games, but it's more about like the interpersonal play between these three people and the relationships they have to each other and stuff. And it's one of my favorite books I've ever read.
I see your I just followed it on Goodreads. Oh, dude, my sister dunked on it, bro.
She didn't like it. I love
her review. So yours said, I don't leave reviews on this site, but this may be one of my favorite fiction books I've ever read. And then my sister said, easily could have been 100 pages shorter and still accomplished the same things.
I thought it was amazing.
Dude, you gotta go after her, man.
I will, dude. Fucking
that's right. Messed up.
Every person I've talked to who's read the book has said the same thing I have, obviously, except your sister. And it's the book I encourage the most people to read.
Yeah. Okay. I just put it on my Goodreads. So
I highly, highly recommend. I feel like I read more at the end of the year because I realize how little I read throughout the whole year. And then, but I'm trying to read more as well. I'm on my first book of the year right now, but it's pretty dense. Mm-hmm. And I'm like 200-ish pages into it.
I'm trying to read like a few short ones to start the year off. Just
yeah,
to get a nice start going.
I'm back on the Kindle game too. I quit carrying around books.
Dude, Kindle gang undefeated.
Kindle
it's
gang
unstoppable.
Is a good gang. Yeah, I like the Kindle a lot. I used to love my Kindle, and then I read a book that I just had, like a physical book, and I was like, I like this so much better. But yeah, then I got sick of carrying like big books around and just
the biggest
having
thing
to deal
for
with
me
it
is reading in bed with the Kindle because I like to turn the lights off and read.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have the light on.
I've been reading. Doing that because I've heard you say that before, too, with this book. And I do enjoy reading in bed quite a bit.
Yeah. And also like because I don't want to keep Alex up, so I can't like have the light on and then read with, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I do like it. I'm reading like a World War II book and it's quite good.
That's cool. I read. Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say, but we should at some point this year, like read the same book at the same time.
I'm down. Dune Messiah.
Genghis Khan.
Nah. I do plan on reading Dune Messiah this year.
Though. I've already read that.
I haven't read it.
It's good. Aren't they going to make a movie for it?
I think they all want to. I'm guessing the studio is waiting to see how Dune 2 does before they do it. But I think Dune 2 is going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
By the time this comes out, Dune will have been out. Yeah, I'm going next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, because this is the second one. I was like,
yeah. I'm going IMAX 70 millimeter.
Hell yeah. I need to get tickets to go see that.
Dude, the website took me over an hour to get tickets because the website kept crashing. Like, people were all over trying to get tickets. But I bet you could get tickets opening weekend still.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll look into it. If I have to, like, wait to go see it in IMAX, then it's fine, too.
I saw Tenet yesterday. They re-released Tenet in IMAX. Fucking awesome. I hated that movie when it
I was talking to you just before you went and you said you didn't like it the first time, but
and I saw it yesterday and I still have problems with it. It's like profoundly confusing and like frustrating, and people are like, you don't try and understand the movie, you just feel it, just vibe with it. and I'm like that's so a cop out. Like, this movie, it like wants you to try and understand it. It's just immensely confusing. But when that movie like is on, it has some of the coolest like action set pieces I've ever seen in a movie. And it was an IMAX, so it was just like bananas. And I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this. This fucking rules. But I bring that up because they're kind of doing it to promote Dune 2, and they showed like an extended like trailer of Dune 2 before, and it looks so cool.
I'm so excited because all of the cool shit happens after, like in the book, after that the first movie, like where it cuts off kind of.
It's
so there's gonna be crazy stuff.
Sick. I can't fucking wait, dude.
I'm really excited.
Awesome, man. I was like geeking out. I started clapping. It looks amazing.
That's hilarious.
I saw Dune, the first one. They re-released that in IMAX like a month ago, so I went with some friends, and that I was like, it's gonna be impossible for Dune 2 to be bad. The first one is this good. There's no way.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like it. Like, a lot of people I've talked to.
I think a lot of people didn't realize that it's like part one and it's
yeah, like because nothing, like it's all build up. Nothing, yeah. There's no climax really.
And I think if they did a better job of setting people's expectations of what that was going to be, people would have liked it more. But yeah. I think a lot of people kind of felt misled, which is fair.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Like, I think if you knew, this is kind of like the beginning and it's just like setting up a bunch of
right.
stuff. But even with that, I was like, it's still like very entertaining and really cool and very good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I like, I still haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon. I need to watch it.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah. My
it's
brother,
because different from the book.
Really? Yeah. My brother just, he just read the book and then watched the movie right after. And it's just the movie. It's like, I need to just watch it in like a few parts, but it's just the fact that it's 3.5 hours long is like so intimidating.
Kill you if he
I know, dude. It's so funny that he was getting pissed about movie theaters doing intermissions.
Yeah. I'm very pro intermission.
I'm going to have to stand up to use the bathroom in a 3.5 hour movie.
Yeah. And as a proud member of Small Bladder Gang, guess how many times I peed during that 3.5 hour movie?
Three.
Once.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's how you know it's a good movie. I've been much better about having to pee during movies. Like yesterday, Tenet's 2.5 hours. I peed once. Oppenheimer, I peed once.
You think it's because you're not drinking beers?
No, because I was still drinking during a lot of these. I think, I you know what I do? If I know I'm going to see a long movie. Recently, I've just been like, you know, like, just don't think about it as much and you're not going to have to go. And that's like helped. Just be like, just don't
yeah.
worry. If you have
that's
to go,
definitely
you have
a thing,
to go.
Yeah.
But like, I'll do this for Dune. I didn't do this for Tenet because I'd seen it and I didn't really like it. So I didn't really care, which I think helped me not have to go that much. But like, I won't drink water for like 2 or 3 hours before the movie. I just will like cut off drinking water. I'll do like a liquid IV so I'm getting hydrated in my last cup of water, but then I won't drink water for like 2 or 3 hours before the movie.
That's smart.
Yeah, dehydration system.
Yeah, and then just binge drink water afterwards.
Yeah, because I'm dehydrated as fuck. I do feel fucking miserable. Like I did it during Killers of the Flower Moon. I was like, I'm parched.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been. I need to like make a point to drink water more, I think, because sometimes you just feel like shit, and then you're like, oh, I haven't had enough water today, and then you drink water, like I'm good now. It's kind of crazy.
I'm hydration gang all the way.
Hydro homie.
Yeah, I'm a hydro homie. I'm like I the goal is like a gallon a day.
That's a lot.
Uh huh. I mean, if I don't drink, I'm also like at home, and it's like. It's like very habitual at this point to just like get up and go to the fridge.
Yeah.
Water. Cause you do feel so much better when you're hydrated. It's amazing how much better you feel.
Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to hydrate. I'm going to do it for the rest of the day. That's my goal.
Hell yeah. What's the goal? How much water a day?
I don't know. I'm trying to think how much I've had already. Maybe like, I feel like I typically have like 1/2 gallon of water.
That's 64 ounces. That's the recommended amount. Well, they do say that that's kind of an arbitrary number now. I read about it to see if I was like overhydrating. I say a gallon because I almost never hit a gallon, but it's like the goal. So I'm like striving mm-hmm. for that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if I fall short, I fall short at like 100 ounces or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably need to drink more water, to be honest, but I don't know.
LaCroix's help.
Yeah, I mean it is water basically, right?
Yeah.
So today I'm gonna go get my car washed. I'm gonna clean up my apartment, and I'm gonna watch the Mavericks play basketball.
Been getting into basketball now that football's over?
Yeah, I've actually been watching a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I haven't gotten myself to fully do it yet, but I do want to because I love basketball.
Yeah, I got NBA League Pass. So it's like, I can because I can just
Warbucks over here dropping.
It's like impossible to watch the freaking basketball games if you don't have that, though, because they only show on like those weird local things, or you have to use like a shitty stream, and then it's hard to like get on your TV.
You don't get Mavs games in Austin?
I don't have cable, so
Oh, yeah, I have YouTube TV. So I
oh, you do? Wow.
Yeah.
Did you're you hear about money bags over here?
Yeah, that's fair. Did you hear about that sports streaming app that they're about to drop?
What is it? I feel like I did, but I can't remember.
Like, all the channels except CBS and NBC committed to like starting a combined streaming service by fall, so football season, where you can watch all the games of all the sports they show.
Wow, so it's just like a cable bundle.
Yeah, essentially. It's just
I wonder how much. That's going to be expensive.
Like, they're saying like $35 a month.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I guess they get all their customers and they increase the prices probably.
Yeah, for sure. I listened to a podcast and they said there's a legal reason why it has to be like in that price range, but I can't remember why exactly.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if there's no other option.
Yeah. And I think they like there's something about the contracts with cable where they can't make it too much cheaper than cable to where like it would like kind of monopolize and get too much.
Yeah.
There's something like that. I can't remember. But you know what sport I did watch? Like I said last episode, I was like bored. So I've just been talking about people about what they do with their time. And I was talking to a buddy of mine and he's like, every Monday I watch Monday Night Raw, WWE Monday
Oh,
Night
yeah, Raw. Yeah.
And he's like, you want to watch? And I was like, yeah, sure. I have nothing else going on today. So I went and met up with him and watched 3 hours of WWE wrestling. And it was so fun.
Yeah, WWE is pretty fun.
So sick.
My siblings all went to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, that's a big one too.
Yeah, yeah. It was in Dallas at AT&T Stadium.
I bet it was
so much fun. I wasn't able to go, unfortunately. They said it was really fun, but they just do. And you've like, if you've watched pro wrestling, you've seen it before where just like somebody will like almost win, but then somebody else comes out and then everybody's like, oh,
yeah.
That just goes on for like hours on end.
Yeah.
Apparently, Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up.
That's huge. Yeah, every once in a while, like The Rock is back now in wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing like a run. But they're doing a Monday Night Raw in New York that we might go to.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Like drop in price. But it was so fun. If you just like buy into like the reality of wrestling, like don't be like, oh, it's fake. This is just like fun. It's very fun to watch.
Yeah. I think it's just that. Same thing. I feel like we've talked about this before, but the most fun thing to do is just be in a room or like a place where everybody's super excited about the same thing.
Yes.
So it's like if you're at a concert or you're at a sporting event and everybody's just like, yeah, and it's the same thing there, you know, just like people are excited.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There'll be like a random person next to you. You'll be like hugging for no reason. You
know? It rules. It's so fun. So I recommend watching wrestling, but you don't have cable, so it's on like TNT or something. But I had a great time.
Yeah, cool. Well, I hope you could turn into a pro wrestler. You've got the body for it now.
Dude, it would be so fun to be like one of those like celebrities like Bad Bunny or something that they like
just show up. Like, yeah. 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 Awesome.
What would your wrestling persona be?
God, that is a tough question. I think I'd like to be a cowboy, like just fully decked out in cowboy gear. And I have like a lasso, and then people will try and like get out of the ring and I'll lasso them and then pull them back in.
Would you be a hero or a villain?
I think I'd be a villain.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a villain would be fun. You know, my favorite wrestling persona I've heard about. I don't know what mine would be. I've definitely thought cowboy. What a good excuse to wear my cowboy hat. My buddy that I was watching wrestling with was telling me about like 5 or 6 years ago, there was this guy who won the belt and became like the world champion in WWE. And then he took the belt and said, I'm not the world champion. I'm the planet's champion. And was like this very like granola, like climate change awareness. Like, and he was like a villain, like heel in wrestling. And he took the gold belt and leather belt and like
recycled it or whatever and created a new belt made out of hemp and wood and specified that the wood was made from naturally fallen oak trees.
Oh my God. What was his name? Do you know?
I can't remember his name, but like he would come out into the ring in like a cardigan and like Birkenstocks.
That's so
and I'm like, that's like the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm not
all the WWE champion. Fans are like, fuck that. No way.
He's like, I'm not the world champion, I'm the planet's champion.
Did he have that persona before? Did he just adopt it once he became champ?
I think he adopted it. I don't know for sure. No, I don't know that much about it. But I looked up photos of it. I'll look it up and send it when we drop it.
Yeah.
But it's just him in like a cardigan and like holding up like a wooden hemp WWE championship belt and stuff. It's so funny, dude. It's so fucking funny.
Nice. All right, you want to wrap it up there?
Yeah, let's call it. If it did it once, that would be a perfect sound effect.
I know. It's kind of annoying. The three is too much.
Like, once would be perfect.
Yeah. All right, well, pretend like you only heard it once. We'll hopefully be back next week. We'll see.
Au revoir, fans.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes. Recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.